It's a joy this morning to have Pastor Scott Womack with us this morning. I know God has given him this message for this day. He's not only a good friend, he's been a successful pastor here in Washington State and the state of Minnesota. And we're just glad that you are willing to share with us God's word for the day.
Thank you, Pastor. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here with you and over the Facebook world with you as well this morning. It's so good to be here. This morning we're going to take a few minutes and look closely into Matthew chapter 5. So if you have your Bibles with me this morning, you can turn to Matthew chapter 5 and look at some very interesting things that Jesus said about us and who he says that we should be as believers. It's important for us to understand who we are so that we will know how God wants us and wants to work through our lives. I don't know about you, but I've always been amazed by the love of God. It's always blown me away that God could love me. In spite of all my imperfections and mistakes and failures, I'm so thankful and grateful that God still loves me. And what amazes me even more that he loves me is that he wants to use me. He wants to be a part of my life. He wants to be a part of every part of my life, not just Sunday mornings. But that God loves me enough that he wants to be a part of everything. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm amazed by his love. And he wants to have such a close relationship with us that our lives are used by him to show his love to the people around us. His love is so much greater than just his love for us personally. But he wants to affect the world through our lives so that he can do something authentic and real in us. So that when we come in contact with other people through our community and our homes and our neighborhoods, that they can see something authentic and real in our lives. Because people don't need religion. What people need is to see something real and alive and active in our lives. You know, I love studying the Bible because if there was ever a life that made an impact on the world, it was Jesus. I love reading Jesus stories. Because it didn't matter where he went, people would come from everywhere. People loved to be around Jesus. They would fill up the neighborhoods and the streets and climb on top of roofs and trees and do everything they could to somehow be able to see Jesus and to hear him. They loved to hear his teachings and to see the miracles that he would perform. There was something about Jesus. When he walked into a room, everything changed. And you know, the thing that's challenging for me today as a Christian is understanding that same Jesus still wants to enter a room. Yeah. That same Jesus that walked this earth so many years ago still wants to be a part of our everyday lives. The biggest difference is today, he shows up when he shows up with us. When we have a relationship with Jesus, when we have him in our lives, He wants to do those very same things, except now he wants to do those things through us. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16, he gives us a challenge for who we should be as believers. He said that you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let's pray this morning. Jesus, we're so thankful for the opportunity to be here together today. Whether we're here in this room or spread out all over this community, we're thankful for your presence. And Lord, I pray that you take this simple message and this simple messenger, and you would speak to our hearts, we pray. Yes. And we'll be careful, Lord, to give you the praise for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I remember one early evening fall day that I had the opportunity to spend with my dad. One of the things that we've always loved to do is spend time in the mountains. And I went back when I was 13 or 14 years old. I remember one day in particular, it was an especially cold day as we were hunting up between Tenasket and Republic on a mountain called Mount Ann. And it had been a long, cold day, snow on the ground. But my dad, you see, had this old Jeep, 1976 Renegade Jeep. And so he could be quick jumping out of the Jeep he always drove with the doors off, right? So that when we see the deer, we could be quick to get out of the Jeep and respond. But it had been a long day, and I have to be honest, my endurance was a little bit less than his, right? At 13 or 14 years old, he was ready to go, and he was in for all day. At that age, I wasn't quite there. And at that point of the day, we were way up at the top of Mount Ann, and we were cold, and I was hungry, and I was just ready to be somewhere warm. And so as we jumped in that old Jeep and started creeping around the mountain headed back to the cabin, I'll never forget, as I was kind of going through my mind, thinking about Mom down there somewhere cooking dinner and getting it ready. I was ready to be warm. And I'll never forget what happened as we turned the corner. And as we turned the corner on this high mountain dirt road, barely a road in the Jeep, I'll never forget as I looked down into the darkness in that valley, and I looked down to where I knew the cabin must be. And to my amazement, I saw something that was unexpected. And I have to explain a little bit about the cabin at that time. At that time, our cabin was rustic on purpose. Even though we could have connected it to electricity, we didn't. We wanted it rustic. We had the wood stoves and the white oil lamps. And so there was no electricity. And at that point, I was the running water, at least on the days I felt like running, right? So we had to bring in our own water. There was no well or anything. And so I knew that Mom was down there somewhere. And I knew that in the window, the little window of that cabin, there would be a little oil lamp. And to my amazement, from the top of that mountain, as I looked down into the valley, there it was, down there in the little kitchen window, I could see that little flame. From all that distance away, even from the top of the mountain, I could see it. And in that moment, I went from someone who is dreaming of being at the cabin, and it seems so far away. But as soon as I saw that little light flickering in the window, all of a sudden it didn't feel very far away anymore. And one of the things that I love about God is the way that He works in our lives is much the same way. And it's exactly what God wants to do through us. You see, the problem is, we underestimate the ability of God to work through our lives. And we read scriptures like this about being light and salt and how God wants to use our lives and how God wants to let people see His love through us. And it's maybe easier to look at other people and see how God could use them. But then we look at our own lives and we doubt, how could God ever use me or my story to impact anybody? But I'm thankful with God. It's like that little light in that window. We look at what we have to offer, and it may seem small, but just like that small flame cutting through the darkness, His light can shine through our lives even in a dark world.
Amen.
You see, because it's not about us. It's not about who we are. It's about who He is. And when we allow Him to work through our lives, when we allow Him to show the same love that He showed to us, to the people around us, He can take whatever it is in our life and multiply it. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the chaos of their lives, in the middle of the hurt and pain that they might be going through, in the middle of the aloneness that they might feel and feel like nobody cares, all of a sudden, God uses our life and we step into the picture and they experience God's love through us. In the middle of all that they're going through, and all of a sudden, God doesn't seem so far away anymore. That's exactly what He wants to do through us. He wants to live through us to show His love in a tangible way to the people that our lives come in contact with. So this morning, there are two things quickly that I want to see through these verses. First of all, God wants to shine His love through us. So what we have to understand is the things that He has done in our life are not just for you. I could stand here all day and tell you amazing stories of times that God has come through for me. I could tell you time after time where God made a way when there was no way. And I carry those moments with me. So that when I have the opportunity to rub shoulders with people who are hurting and in need of love, I have something to give them to offer. You see, our God story is meant to be shared with the people around us. The things that God has done in your life, they're not just for you. They're not just so you can sit around a coffee table someday and reminisce and tell old stories with your family. They're meant to be used in a powerful way to impact the people around us. The problem is we're selfish with God's love. And there are too many Christians who have received his love, but they never do anything with it. And they come to church and they enjoy it. They enjoy being in the presence of God and enjoy being around other believers, but they don't really go out into the world and tell people what God has done for them and through them. You see, his love was never meant to be hoarded. It was never meant just to make us feel better about ourselves.
That's right.
His love is meant to be shared.
Yep.
Verse 14 and 15 again says, and this is Jesus talking to us, right? And that applies to us as believers today. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket. I think one of the biggest challenges for the church today is we have so many undercover Christians who have no problem coming to church and exclaiming their love for God on a Sunday inside of a building. But the rest of the week, it's like they're undercover. No one knows that they're Christians. For 6 days a week, it's like they're undercover. It's like a spy story, right? They're afraid to let people know what they believe and who they are. They hide it under a bowl and keep God's love undercover. But here's the thing. Why should God give us opportunities to show his love to the people around us if we're just going to hide it, right? One of the things I found when I, in my own life, am willing to show the love of God to the people around me, there is endless opportunities. Why should God give us opportunities if we're just going to hoard it for ourselves? What he wants us to do is letting his light shine through our lives to everyone that we can come in contact with. I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed the full moon that we've had in the last few weeks. I love looking at the beauty of the world and God's creation. And there's something that struck me as I was getting ready for this today. You know, the thing about the moon is it doesn't have any of its own light. When it's bright and full and it's reflecting all this light, it really doesn't have any light of its own. The only thing that the sun can do is reflect the sun's light to the dark world, right? That's exactly what Jesus is saying of us. He wants us to be like the moon, not to show off ourselves or that people will think, oh, look at Scott, but so that we would reflect him, so that when people look at our lives, that they would see a reflection of him and who he is. That they would see a reflection of the love that he has shown to me. So that when they look at my life, I can show that love to the people around me. See, just like in those days when he walked this earth, when he would enter a room, the temperature would change, right? When Jesus walked into a room, the environment would be affected. And that's the same way he wants our lives to be today. That when we carry him with us, when we carry his love and are intentional about showing people the same love that God has shown us, when we step into a room, the temperature can change.
Yeah.
Not because of us, but because of him and who he is. The second challenge comes in verse 13. It says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will it be seasoned? Then it is good for nothing but thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You see, again, our lives are meant to add the flavor of God to the world around us. When we go into a room, when we go into our places of work, people ought to sense something different about our lives. They ought to sense the presence of God in our lives and the way we treat people and the way that we carry ourselves. That's why our personal testimony is so important. Because it's our personal story of what God has done in my life. See, people can argue a lot of things about the scriptures and doctrines and religions. But the one thing they can't argue with is what God has done for me.
Amen. Right.
How he has changed my life, the way he has loved me. That's why it's so powerful. And that's why it's so important that we live our lives in front of people. See, but when we call ourselves Christians but don't live a life that represents him the right way, we tarnish our testimony. And we take the power out of our story. That's why the things that we do every day matter. Just like the verse that it talked about, but if the salt loses its savor, right? If the salt loses its flavor, it's good for nothing. And that's why our personal testimony, the way we live our life, matters. And so it's important that we ask ourselves, are there things that I do or have done that have taken away my ability to witness? Maybe it's the way I treat my family or the way that I treat the people around me every day. You see, those things matter because as a Christian, those things reflect on my relationship with God. Maybe as a Christian, it's my business practice. One of the things that changed my perspective, a few years ago, I had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with a man named Gary. And Gary was a vice president of a major company that you all probably use all the time. And one of the things that struck me is he talked about how much he hesitates to hire Christians sometimes. Because sometimes they will read their Bible on the clock, or they will be so caught up in other things that they're not really being productive. Or even when they find out that he's a Christian, they expect some kind of special treatment because they know he's a Christian. But as believers, we need to understand that we represent him with everything that we do. And so in the workplace or at school, we ought to be the best, most honest, hardworking employees that company has ever known. Right? Because we represent him. And the things that we do affects our testimony. Because while our testimony is powerful, we need to understand that the enemy wants to ruin our credibility. Take away our ability to have a story that can affect people's lives.
Yeah.
Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if that salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Then it is good for nothing but thrown out and trampled underfoot by man." See, we are his representatives. And he wants to love people through us. He wants to reach out to our communities, our neighborhoods, our schools, our places of business, to show people in a tangible way how much he loves them. And although you may question the reach of your life, God wants to shine through you. He wants to use you. Maybe you're the only glimpse of God's love that some of those people will ever see. Maybe they've never experienced love like what God wants to show through your life. And it could be that interaction with you that changes everything. Because they need to see something real, and we need to let his love shine through us. One last story this morning. I remember a few years ago, I had the opportunity to go to this place called the Ice Caves in southern Idaho. And it was these big lava tubes with these huge 100-foot ceilings. It was massive. Probably 2 or 3 football fields long was the biggest cave. And we went down hundreds of stairs down underground as the tour guide took us down there. And at one point, we were in the middle of the cave. And she turned off all the lights. And for like 5 minutes, she was telling the story of how the cave was formed and how they used to collect ice out of it before there was refrigeration and sell it. And we were listening to all this, unaware of what she was going to do. And then, without warning, she simply lit one single match. And for that 5 minutes, our eyes had been desperately seeking for light, right? And when she just lit that one match, I was shocked at how blinding just the light from that one single flame was. How it lit up that whole cave, just from that one little match. You know, sometimes in our lives we doubt God's ability to use us. How could possibly God affect anyone's life through me? But what we need to understand is the love that God has shown and given to you wasn't meant to be hoarded and saved for ourselves, but it was meant to be given away. And I'm so thankful for his love. But the question is what am I going to do with it? You see, we have a purpose. We were created for a purpose, to be loved by God and to love the people around us. And in a season and a time like this, there's no better time to be the Christians that he calls us to be. And so I want to challenge you with that thought this morning, to be the light and the salt that Jesus says that we are. Would you just take a minute and pray with me? I want to pray for you this morning as we close. Lord, Lord, I'm so thankful for your love for us. So thankful, Lord, for the way that you loved me. Lord, it amazes me that in spite of all my mistakes and failures and shortcomings, that, Lord, that you would still choose to use me and love me. And Lord, I pray that you'd give me the courage to love the people around me in the same way that you would love me. Lord, that somehow, some miraculous way, that when I walk into a room, they would sense your presence, that they would experience your love. Even if they don't understand what it is, Lord, help them to know what it is to truly be loved by you because they've been in contact with me. Lord, I pray that you would use us. Give us opportunities. Help us to be conscious of who you are and what you want to do through our lives. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for what you've done. Thank you for this day. Go with us, I pray, as we go into this week and face the challenges that we all face right now with faith and hope and love for each other. In Jesus' name, amen.